Hello, everyone. We are going to go live with the generic live show. I'm hearing myself extra loud in my left ear for some reason. I don't know why that is, but yeah, we're here for the generic live show. Greetings, of course. Go out to all of you. I've decided that I am still passionate about the idea of generic live show. Just to give you guys a bit of a background, if you don't know what the generic live show is, it is a concept for a variety program that I decided to have in March of this year, August of this year. Not August, April of this year. And it's an idea that kind of I had, and I formulated into this thing, and it kind of, I've got to say, as traffic goes past at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it happens. I've decided that it was one of the better ideas that I've had, but I didn't know quite how to execute it at the time. Let's say. Now, going away and letting it, because it only had a week's worth of shows. There was only technically ever 5 episodes of the generic live show daily show. And I realized that I can't leave it in its current incarnation and have it still work as a thing that I'm passionate about doing. I am passionate about having a variety program on. Be it on the network or be it elsewise, that has kind of this feeling of let's have a variety type program that covers all bases, be it daily, be it weekly, be it monthly, be it every 2 weeks, be it however this show is going to be delivered in the future. It was intentionally going to be a daily show. I realized that I can warrant a daily show. It's not going to be rate. Well, it's not going to be record. It's not going to be taped at the same, but the at a normal time. That's just a thing that's going to happen. It's not going to be. I can do it daily, but it's not going to be consistently timed. And that's a thing as well. Having it consistently timed throughout the week is the thing for a daily show. For those who aren't familiar. Oh, by the way, this is just me throwing ideas about. The show is being relaunched in August. I said April again. I'm in August. In August when I'm in April. The show is being relaunched in August. In some way, shape, or form, I'm getting a generic live show, new footing, as well as Terrible Tuesday Movie Night is coming back. Spoilers. Terrible Tuesday Movie Night is coming back on the 29th. Of July. So that's coming back with episode number 25, Inspector Gadget 2, I want to say. Fantastic show to be coming back for, by the way, is Inspector Gadget, because I've got so much Inspector Gadget things behind me, and still got that amazing spreadsheet, and Terrible Tuesday Movie Night can have new footing. So I'm going to be refining my focus down to two shows on the network and the Geek.io network. Terrible Tuesday Movie Night and generic live show in whatever format that is. For those of you who aren't familiar with the generic live show format in its old structure, I had my introduction. Guests were welcome on the show. I didn't have any guests on that show, but, and I'm using my hands. We have an Excel spreadsheet, and I can pull up. I can pull up an old one here. We had, the recording date, show titles, the introduction, and that sort of thing. And when we had a headline section where I dumped the source, and then a little scripture of what that headline was. And then we had a discussion point, and then we wrapped up and said goodbye. The show was about 20 to 30 minutes long. So it was a full-fledged half an hour daily solo show, which realizing that now kind of it doesn't seem it seems it's like I said, it's plausible for me to do a daily show, but I don't think if the show was going to be remained daily, I don't think I'm hearing voices. I don't think the show could live on daily as it is. I would still be able to do a daily show, but it'd have to be reduced down to 5, 10 minutes maximum. And I don't want that because I don't want a show that isn't reg is not regularly consistent in the timing. The timing needs to be consistent. This time, hey, heck, this time every Tuesday works for me, but it doesn't work every day is the thing. Night times work, but seeing that I'm being cut back at my Woolworths job and potentially might be leaving there. I don't know where that's going, ever since the big contract chop. Because I was chopped down from five nights a week down to two or three maximum. So I don't know where that's going. I don't know how long that's going to last for. But the point is, I think having a show that consistently runs, oops, sorry, consistently runs at the same time is mandatory. I think have people are more likely to tune into a show if it's at the same time every week. Boom, boom, boom. They can set their calendars to, I don't know, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. on if we're talking Australian time. Which I will talk about marketing the show and what have you, because I've set aside an hour for this hangout, and I don't want to be taking an hour of me just rambling a whole bunch of shit, but you have been warned that this is a basically throwing spaghetti at the wall. Excuse me. I think this is an idea that I am still passionate about, but it is looking likely that I will have to settle for. I've always wanted to do a daily show. I just don't think that I am at a particular point where I can do a daily show. That is just, I could do a daily show. It would be inconsistent. It would be things that could pop up. I could be put on a random nights a week. I could do it nightly. I could do it three times a week. That would be fine. Monday through Wednesday, for example. But I don't think, again, consistency is key. So at the moment, what I am thinking of doing is either going two ways with this show. Is keeping it in the daily format, but chopping it down, way down, to two or three headlines, a news story that I would focus on, and then I'd get out of here. But you got to understand as well is birds are outside my window. Listen to the latest diary episode for that. That's another thing too that I'd have to take into consideration. There is a lot more noise during the day than what there is at nighttime, but that's neither here nor there. But what I was going to say was, this show has always had a tough time marketing itself. For whatever reason, Generic Live Show has always been this awesome show, but difficult to market. And I'm going to start thinking of everything in my life as kind of a business perspective. Terrible Tuesday Movie Night, I've kept that on because that is marketing itself. I don't need to market that, be it on a consistent basis, but I have to commit to that. But GLS has always been, Duco has had its marketing times, Curtain Call to Today in Musical Theatres had its marketing points about it. GLS has always had this problem of marketing itself, and bringing it back into a new format, a new fresh, new look format. It is a relatively new show, so changing the format wouldn't be too dramatic. By the way, Terrible Tuesday Movie Night, I'm not changing a single thing about that show because that show is exactly what I want it to be. So nothing's changing there. The thing that I'm gonna say. I need to hide that sheet. There we go. I need to think about how generic live show is going to market itself. And if I keep the current format but move it to a weekly basis, then it'd be a weekly variety show, which ultimately could be better. It could be better to have a weekly variety show and chuck a headline or two in of a daytime and have it be this full-fledged production. You got to think of the back end too. I mean, having generic live show be a 5 minute, 5, 10 minute live show, it needs to have this live aspect about it, because then it'd be just generic show. Because no one wants just generic show. It has to have this live aspect to it as well. But I think launching all this production stuff up, and I have to have a full flip, I have to have my other audio set up for this. By the way, I'm just microphone Audacity. That's it for this, because I don't need any intros, outros, bumpers, what have you. I only need a microphone to talk on this. I don't need a fancy setup. I don't need that for this, for what I'm doing here. But if I need to launch up virtual cables and make sure my soundboard's working and do all this pre-show prep, as well as post stuff with Audacity and how I set up audio line-ins and that sort of thing as well, to make sure that the bumpers are playing. So I need to do that for the 5 minute show, and that's where the texting thing for having the half an hour daily show kind of kicked in for me, because it's like, oh shit, sure, I have enough time to do a half an hour show, but I don't have an hour to an hour and a half to do this pre and post work on top. Half an hour at the begin with, make sure everything's collated, make sure everything's, and it's outside of that too. I just got to make sure that, yes, with a weekly show, some news might be expired. And yes, I might leave the collation to a Monday or a Tuesday, say for a sake, if we're talking about doing a Tuesday, and I don't know what day of the week that I'm doing yet. It might be nighttime. I don't know. Actually, I wouldn't mind doing a nighttime show. I wouldn't mind a nighttime show at all. Sorry, I'm drinking coffee. I won't be doing that on a professional show, by the way. Terrible Tuesday Movie Night and Generic Live Show, I won't have any drinking on it like I do with the Diary Show. I think that GLS, I wanted to do GLS. GLS is coming back in August. August starts on a Friday, so it'll be the ne that next week at some point. I think I'm looking towards, I can either go one or two ways. I can do the full-fledged half an hour, 45 minutes weekly show, or chop it right down to bare bones. And I don't want to chop it down to bare bones, because then it becomes really difficult to market and it's a lot of repetitive work. So I'm looking towards a full-fledged half hour, 45-minute variety program. Maybe an hour. I don't know. But I'm looking for potential options of that sort of thing. Guests are welcome. Co-hosts are welcome. I'm not ruling out the possibility of having hosts and co-hosts and guests and what have you. That's not a possibility I'm ruling out. What else? Sponsors. That is a topic that I will have to be in talks with the Geek.io crew with. But I think one sponsor per show is enough. As we go from the headlines to the discussion point, that just seems like a nice fit for a discussion point. Donations and stuff like that. I suppose that comes with sponsorship and that sort of thing. But I don't, being in Australia, my options for Patreon, and I suppose I could do Indiegogo and I could do a Kickstarter, but the show doesn't have, if I was going to go Indiegogo and Kickstarter, I would have to, I would have to do a full-fledged season of something. I think Indiegogo, you can't, you wouldn't, but that's where I'd use that. Patreon I can't use because I'm Australian and live in Australia, but there's that. But I could set up some sort of PayPal thing if I really wanted to, but I don't think that is needed, not needed at a time like this when I still have a job technically. I just think that thing, I would accept sponsorships, support, feedback, listeners, what have you. But that is the main driver that why I do this as a hobby still. And that is why I'm refining my focus down to two shows, is to get back to the stuff that I enjoy after a long hiatus. And much consideration of, all right, what do I need to chop? I'm chopping Duco because there is sketchy things going on with hosts at the moment. No, we're all in. Life is life, and we've exclaimed on that show that life is a bitch, and it is. So we've exclaimed that on the show. And Curtain Calling, Today Musical Theatre is just, I don't have any passion to do that show anymore. That show that I would bring back, that I'd bring that back as a seasonal show, definitely. And that's something I'd do a Kickstarter or a Indiegogo for, is to bring that back as a season. But at the moment, I'm commissioning myself to two shows. Terrible Tuesday Movie Night and this. Terrible Tuesday Movie Night is going to be a weird egg. And here's why. It's not actually going to be recorded on a Tuesday, funnily enough. It's going to be recorded on a Sunday night. It's not going to be live. This is my live show, hence by the name. But Terrible Tuesday Movie Night, I'm going to watch the film on a Sunday night, record the audio on a Sunday night, and schedule it for a Tuesday release. That's how the old system worked, and I don't know how that kind of fell off, but that is a system that would work. I'd watch the film on a Sunday night, record the audio Sunday night or Monday morning, and then schedule it for a Tuesday. I think I was doing Tuesday at 9 a.m. But no, for this show, I'm still working out my scheduling for everything. So at the moment, I would do it on a Monday, but I think there is a conflict there with the Geek.io. But I'm free Monday to do it. If not, Tuesday afternoons, Wednesday. Oh, Tuesday afternoons out. I forgot about that. Wednesday afternoons though. Thursday is out. Friday is out. Saturday is pretty much out, and Sunday's out. So it's either going to be Monday or Tuesday, Monday or Wednesday. It might be a Wednesday. Monday or Wednesday. What timing? I can do. See, here's the thing. I want it at a time slot that fits both markets that I saturate. So if it's going to be on a Monday, it would be. No, that's a bit. I could do it Monday at 9, or so I was just thinking, what happens on a Monday? And I don't think after 9 that would be a bit weird. But Monday at 9, or Monday at 8:30, Monday morning or Monday afternoon, like Mondays at 1 or Mondays at 2. But Monday morning seems good. I can do Monday morning. That's not an issue. Monday, yeah, Monday. I can do it Monday, first thing Monday morning. But that's, see, that's a thing too, because doing it Monday morning, that could affect this show because I do the Terrible Tuesday Movie Night on Sunday, so I don't really want to cram myself in too much. Wednesdays would work, however, after school. I'm pulling up my thing here. Let's see. Yeah, Wednesdays is kind of odd. Have to be Wednesday night. Thursday night though too, or Thursday afternoon. I could do Thursday afternoon. Like Thursday at 1. See, Monday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Monday morning, afternoon. Wednesday night, or Thursday afternoon. That could work. That's the thing. I can do it Monday, Wednesday night, or Thursday afternoon. Actually, Thursday afternoon. I didn't even consider that. Oh, Thursday afternoon. That's looking likely. I'm gonna have to come back to you on that one. Thursday around midday. It's looking possible. Provided I can get out of school on time. I mean, if I can't get out of school on time, I've gotta. Yeah, 11. Yeah, it's gonna have to be just to be safe at play it at 1. Yeah, Thursday afternoon is looking likely. Or Wednesday night or Monday. Monday afternoon. But again, I don't want to do it Monday. I'm gonna try and avoid. It's either gonna be Wednesday or Thursday. Monday I'm gonna avoid because I'm doing Terrible Tuesday Movie Night on a Sunday night. So I could either do Monday or I could do either do avoid Monday, Wednesday night or Thursday afternoon. I'm looking at Thursday afternoon because Thursday afternoon, that seems, it's midweek. It's a midweek show. There you go. Thursday afternoon, or Wednesday night. I think you get allowed. No, that's the point of this. Thursday afternoon is looking possible. Wednesday night, however, it'll have to be late night. Which that wouldn't, hey, go, there you go. That wouldn't be too bad. Ooh, a Thursday late night show. Ooh, actually, I'm gonna do maths real quick. Don't go anywhere. I'm trying to figure out if, because that would be early morning. So world clock. Let's go with the New York. So GMT minus 5. It's currently 11:22 over there at the moment. That wouldn't be too bad. Oh, that wouldn't be too bad. That'd be, GMT minus 5, so 15 hours behind. So if I had it at 10:30, someone do the maths. 22.5 minus 15, it'd be 7:30. That's not too bad. There you go. That's looking possible. That would put me at 11. An 11 finish. That would put me at 11 finish. 11:30 by the time I got everything up. Or I could put it up on the Thursday after 11 o'clock, because that's when I'm free. There you go. I could do it on the Thursday. Ooh, this is looking likely. I have to be up there by 9. So that means 8:30. That means 7:40. I have to be at the bus stop. If I'm all cleaned up by 11, ooh, that's looking likely. And put it up after school on Thursday. See, this is that's looking likely. And if it's a full-fledged weekly show, I won't have to. Well, I will have to prep. You know what I mean? Like, I would have a lot of more time to prep. Ooh, that's looking likely. I'm gonna write that one down, actually. Oh, where's a paper? Ah, you ever seen paper? I've seen paper. So, what did I just say? Wednesday night, 10:30. And Thursday up. That's looking likely. Wow, that would gel in well. That would mean everyone's in, well, 11 at the latest. Let's say that. 11 at the latest. So it'd be done by 11, 11:30, and then still be out the door at 7. Yeah. That wouldn't be too bad. That's 8 hours. You do what you can. So if I feel like I'm gonna keep the same format, because that worked in well, that's a format that you can get behind. And see, that's the thing. It's gonna be of that time though, but that's fine. Yeah, you guys can get used to that. Morning America, late night Australia. Wow, this has worked in well. So Wednesday nights is looking likely. Same format. I don't know about the format. The format seems a bit weird to me, though. It just headlines, discussion point, get out of here. There you go. Huh. Easier than what I thought. So launching it in August, I'm ready to push the trigger as soon as I can. I mean, where are we now? The 15th of that'll be 3 weeks. Yeah. If I was to do it, say tomorrow, it's the 16th. Let's see, 16, 23, 36, yeah, 3 weeks. So 6th of August. There you go. Look it in your calendars, 6th of August. Generic live show will be returning. With the same format, but weekly. Weekly. Because I don't know, I just think that chopping it down to a daily format is just too much. If I can be consistent with 10:30, 11 o'clock Wednesday nights, be consistent with that, then we can develop from there. Record Wednesday nights up on Thursday afternoon. Deal. Done. Sold. And the authorities are after me. No, thank you everyone who potentially listens to this. So stay tuned for the generic live show returning weekly on the 6th of August 2014 at 7:30 American Eastern Standard Time, 10:30. 10:30 Australian Eastern Standard Time. That's the one. So 10:30 Australian Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 Fuck. Seventh, Wednesday, the 6th of August at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, or at 22:30. It's 10:30 Australian Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday. There you go. Alrighty, everyone. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you all next time for the generic live show, or a diary, or Terrible Tuesday Movie Night returning on the 29th of July. Alrighty, you guys have a nice day. Thank you for putting up my ranting for me to actually decide what I'm going to do with the generic live show. And if you've got any questions at all, I need to set up email for the generic live show, but just send it to thechefwonder@gmail.com for now. We'll send everything there. Thank you, and we'll see you all next time.